Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
It's Sunday, the 9th of October, 2022, and here in Quebec and throughout Canada, it is the season of Thanksgiving. Welcome to this Word of Grace broadcast, where we take up that theme in readings and reflections and prayers. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Sherbrooke, and I'm delighted to have you join us on this occasion. Words from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we gather in this season of Thanksgiving, struck by the colours of the leaves, the last warm breezes, the birds flying south in formation. And such beauty speaks to us of your goodness and your desire to provide what each of your creatures needs. As we contemplate this season, renew our sense of gratitude for every good gift you offer us. Especially, we praise you for the gift of yourself in your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us how to walk in the world that you love and offers us grace and compassion to share with those we meet. At the last, he died our death, but more than that, rose again and offers the gift of eternal life to all who believe and trust in him. By your Spirit, empower us to live gratefully each and every day. Living and loving God, we acknowledge we enjoy life with an abundance many nations cannot imagine. Yet we confess that we do not always recognize the blessings we share. We worry about our futures and ignore the present needs of those around us. Forgive us our fears and narrow vision, and our failure to care for creation as you intended. The mercy of God is from everlasting to everlasting. Hear and believe the good news of the gospel. In Christ Jesus, we are forgiven and set free to begin again. At this time of Thanksgiving, let us give special thanks for God's most generous love in Christ Jesus. Amen. Words from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26. When you have entered the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put them in a basket. Then go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name, and say to the priest in office at the time, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. The priest will take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. And then you shall declare before the Lord your God, My father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians ill-treated us and made us suffer, subjecting us to harsh labour. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil and oppression. And so the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. Then you and the Levites and the foreigners residing among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household.
Make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms.
Let the poor say, I am weak.
Although I have been in Canada now for some 15 months, I am still feeling my way into the way that Canadians do things. And some things are really strange to me and my British way of doing things. I am still struggling to understand why maple syrup is poured on omelettes and eggy bread. Yet some things are great. Indeed, many things are great. And one of them is Thanksgiving. I have learned that while the day itself goes back many centuries, it was on January the 31st, 1957, that the Governor General of Canada, Vincent Massey, issued a proclamation stating, "A day of general thanksgiving to Almighty God for the bountiful harvest with which Canada has been blessed is to be observed on the second Monday in October." Well, the language of that proclamation and the public declaration of faith behind it belongs to another age, when all Canadians were assumed to be Christian. And if you had another faith, well, it was assumed that you would just have to jog along or tolerate or simply assimilate yourself with the rest of Canada. Yet whatever our faith and whatever life perspective may be today, do we not all have a reason to rejoice? We all have a story of someone in our family who took faith, small f, in hand and decided that a future that they could not see, in a land that they had perhaps never been to, was going to be better than the hard life that they knew at that time in the difficulties of the mother country that they came from. And for many, it worked out. But we know that for some it didn't, and they returned home. Yet for those who made it through the first year, the first 5 years, the first whatever, there is an attitude of gratitude. Even the worst off of us have much to be thankful for. It may be for those who surround us. For many, family. For others, like me, friends close to hand. And our families and loved ones are very important in our lives, as well as our neighbours. We should be thankful for them. What's your reason for thankfulness? The story is told of a man walking by an asylum for those disturbed in mind. And from one of the windows and through the bars, a stranger called out to the passerby, "Did you thank God for your reason?" There's a pun in there. Do you thank God for your reason? Yes, your ability to think straight, to make informed choices, to consider and to reflect, to analyse and to synthesise, the ability to reason. But more than that, do you thank God for the reason? What is your reason for thankfulness? And do you thank God for that reason for your thankfulness? What a blessing is the family or those around us who love us. That may be the reason you're grateful today. Have you thanked God that you have a reason to be thankful? Do you know the reason you are thankful? Do you know the reason you were created? Once a little girl and her father were looking at the stars in the night sky, and the little girl began to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way up to 126. And then she became tired of counting. And astronomers have counted well over 500 million. They have a reason for existing, all those stars, just as you and I have a reason for living. When was the last time you thanked God for your reason for living, for the reason that you have a reason? Do you know the reason you were created? What's your reason for giving thanks? Perhaps it's for sight. When was the last time you were grateful for what a blessing it is to view the sunrise or the sunset, or the beauty of the flowers or the trees that are turning at this season of the year? Or your hearing, the beautiful music, the voices of friends and loved ones? How about your ability to taste a strawberry or an apple, or perhaps the Thanksgiving meal that you're going to be having? Or the delight of touch? The thrill of texture, especially holding hands of someone that you care for, or the softness of a baby. Or smell, how awful it would be to be unable to smell a flower or a fresh pie cooking in the oven, or the turkey or the ham that you're expecting to eat in this season. These are reasons for giving thanks, but they point us beyond our natural experiences. They point us to the reason behind the reason. Why was I made with sight and sense? What about the reason behind the reason? The message from Deuteronomy was a warning and a reminder to the people of Israel that when they had settled in the land, they should remember the reason for the reason behind the story, that their story of thankfulness had its beginning in the Lord. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. Then you and the Levites and the foreigners residing amongst you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. We are glad for the good things that many enjoy. But to the people who follow the faith of Jesus, we give thanks for the one who is the reason behind the reason of our thankfulness, the one who is in himself the beginning of our story, beyond our immigrant forebears who journeyed to this land. We give thanks for Jesus, who in becoming human has journeyed with us in life through all its ups and downs, and who, at the last, has gone ahead of us even through death itself, conquering the grave by resurrection. He is the one who made us, saved us, and by his Spirit sustained the people of faith, and who lies behind every reason for gratitude, the reason behind the reason. This love surrounds us, whether we know it or not, whether we're grateful or not. For does not the Lord cause his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and send the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous alike?
Oh,
Generous God, on this harvest weekend, we thank you for all things great and small, for moments of wonder and for ordinary exchanges, which fill our lives with meaning and offer us a sense of well-being. May our friends see in us the signs of a grateful heart. God of all goodness, receive our prayers. Generous God, as we give thanks for the harvests of the earth and all the goodness that sustains us, we pray that you will show us how to live respectfully in creation and protect all that is precious to you. Whatever harvests have been disappointing, show us how to share what has been produced so that no one goes hungry. God of all goodness, receive our prayers. Generous God, we pray for the good of your world and the common good in our community. Where there is strife and hostility between peoples and nations, inspire leaders to show wisdom and courage in their decision-making. And we pray for people and places hard hit by flood or fire, tornado or hurricane, epidemic or earthquake. May neighbours with resources maintain generosity and compassion for the long work of reconstructing lives and livelihoods. God of all goodness, receive our prayers. Generous God, we pray for our neighbours and those of our number who are facing health challenges or difficult times for any reasons. We rejoice in the company of so many who have family and friends, but many of those family and friends may be under stress or in sorrow, and we hold them before you now. Make us generous in compassion and understanding for each one. And may we ourselves be kind and generous and compassionate for ourselves. God of all goodness, receive our prayers, for we offer them in and through the name of Jesus, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. You would be most welcome to join us for public worship at 256 Rue Queen Street, where we gather at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. And this morning we're having our own Thanksgiving service at that time. However, it may be that you be drawn along to some other faith community by which you might express your gratitude and thankfulness to God. May the Lord bless you as you bless him for all his goodness to you. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.